A reading from Isaiah chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nations. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there will be endless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom, he shall establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
This Christmas Eve, I bring to you a reading from Titus, the second chapter, verses 11 through 14. A reading from Titus. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age, to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Word of God,
Holy Gospel
word of life.
For today comes from Luke, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was a descendant from the house of the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Now in that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
To quote Luke Skywalker from the newest Star Wars movie, this is not going to go the way you think. And honestly, today, even though it's Christmas, I think I need my security item, my phone. I need it badly. Believe me, if I lose this phone, I go insane. I check my pocket so many times to make sure it hasn't magically jumped out of there. It's ridiculous. Anybody else know that feeling about a phone or something else in their life? You can probably think of something. But there it is, something that I need because there's something that really needs addressing today on Christmas. Fear, despair, and mourning. And yet, these are real things going on in our lives today, even on Christmas. It is indeed, as the song says, the most wonderful time of the year. But for some of us, that might not be so. Some of you may be in despair over things that will impact your lives. Maybe it's from work or something at home. Maybe someone is feeling alone today. Some of us are mourning today. Maybe we're reminded that this is the first Christmas without a loved one. Perhaps because somebody moved away from us, or a relationship has been broken, or even death has impacted us in this past year, or maybe even years past, that can lead us to mourning on Christmas. Or maybe you're afraid this Christmas. It could be fear for your own health. Maybe it's fear of war, fear of changing environment, fear of not having enough to cover the bills or to support your own family or yourself, fear of losing your job or your home, fear for loved ones. Maybe it's fear of the dark. Maybe it's fear of the times we live in now. Maybe it's fear or even death itself or some other fear that you might have with you today. But one thing is absolutely clear. Fear, despair, and mourning are still very much a part of our lives, even at Christmas. And that should sound familiar for other times in history as well. The world prior to Christmas was held ransom captive, specifically God's people, and they felt they were in a lonely exile, waiting, begging for a Messiah, a Savior to come. Come and save us. There was fear and anger for the Romans who were in control, so much so that some of God's people even wanted to start a revolution every once in a while, try to uprise against Rome. But they would always be defeated, and as a consequence, they were hung out and crucified for all the world to see. As a warning, don't test the might of Rome. And if that's not enough, people were trying to make ends meet, but taxes are being collected unfairly. There are demands from Rome for more money, sometimes to the point of people being thrown out of their own homes. And to make matters worse, the holy city, Jerusalem, was not even theirs anymore. Sometimes even church leaders seemed to be towing the Roman line because they wanted to keep the temple open or Jerusalem in one piece. God's people waited for a Messiah among this ongoing fear in their lives, this despair that maybe God had indeed abandoned them, and even the mourning of their own lives as well, asking, come, Emmanuel, come. Come, Messiah, come and save us, perhaps as a military leader. And that's where we are today. On Christmas, among the fear, despair, doubt, mourning in our lives and in the lives of God's people at the time, we clutch on to those security items. We clutch hard to what it is we can feel like we can hold on to and feel secure. But we've already heard me talk about this message that can break through even the strongest of securities in our life. But I'm going to invite a very special guest instead to share this message with you one more time. Because I'm sure you'll listen to him. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't listen to Linus? So I invite Linus from Peanuts to talk about what Christmas is all about.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Now, any of you that know the Peanuts characters, and specifically Linus, you know he loves that blanket an awful lot. So much to the point that when his sister Lucy asked him, what are you going to do with that blanket when later on in life? He goes on to say, I'm going to turn it into a sports coat. He loves it so much. He holds onto it so tightly. And even as he talks about fear and the shepherds being afraid, he holds onto that blanket tightly. But as soon as he gets to the part of the angel saying, Fear not, Linus does the unexpected. He drops his security blanket. He drops his security here on earth. And you know what? As I hear those words of fear not, I too drop my security and my defenses that I hold on to so dearly. And why does Linus do that? Why does he drop that blanket at that time? Because he too, and we too, can hear these words of fear not, despair not, mourn not. And why? Because I am bringing you good tidings of great joy for all people. For you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Jesus is born in Bethlehem. The one you've been waiting for, we have been waiting for, is here. Christ has come into the world all as one of us. And just like Luke Skywalker said, this is not going to go the way you think. He came in as a human, and that's good news for us today. Jesus didn't come into the world in a way we thought he would. He didn't come in on a throne. He didn't come in born in a hospital like many of us were. His parents were rejected. There's no room for them to stay in the inn. So where do they go? Our Savior, Jesus, he's born in a stable full of animals, animal food, animal poop. The world leaders didn't see him. Instead, shepherds saw him and worshiped him. He did not come to lead a physical war against the Romans like some had wanted. He didn't come for only one group. He came for all people. And he died on Good Friday. And to be unexpected, he came back from the dead on Easter morning. Not to defeat Rome or to simply save Israel, but to save all of us from sin, death, and the devil. And because of this, we can listen to that message of the angels of do not be afraid. And we know the truth that Jesus Christ is born today. And not just for me, but for all people, for all of us. He saves all of us from the power of sin, death, and the devil, which we had been held captive by for so very long. And yet with this knowledge, we're still an awful lot like Linus, aren't we? At the end, when he was all done, he picked that blanket back up. And we pick up some of our things, too, that we hold that give us security in life. Because sometimes we can doubt that it's to be true. Even when the angels tell us, don't be afraid, because Jesus has come. But let me share one more message with you from the conductor of the Polar Express, from the Polar Express movie, on what I really want you to hear today besides that.
Ah, yes. The young man with all the questions. Ticket.
nothing I need to know.
Believe it. Believe it. Do not be afraid. Believe it, for I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. In all your fears, in all your despairs, all your doubts, all your grief, remember this message. Let this message sink into your hearts that Jesus has come into the world to save me and to save you. And know that the light has come amongst the darkness, and the darkness can never, ever again overcome it. Even in the darkest part of our lives, the light is there for all of you. And that's the message I want to share with you today. Do not be afraid, for the light has come. Jesus has come. The Messiah is here on Christmas. Thanks be to God for coming into our lives as a light, and the light for all people that will remain with us always. Amen.
Rejoicing in the light of Christ that shines upon us, we pray for the church, the world, and all according to their needs. God of glory, fill our hearts with the joy of this night. Stir your church in every place to join the angels' song, praising you for your birth among us and your presence within us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, God of grace and glory, you provide heralds of angels and prophets to proclaim your gospel throughout the world. We give thanks for the freedom to worship in our church and in our homes. Strengthen and preserve us as we share your love and your word throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy, we are so deeply thankful for your love. You care for us more than the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. You are aware of our every need. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for safe travel during this Christmas Holy Week. Our hearts are filled with gratitude. We are so deeply thankful for our families, spouses, children, and grandchildren, our dear friends, our health, our homes, our jobs, our retirements, the privilege to live in this beautiful world, and the hope of eternal life with you in heaven. Lord, in your mercy, your kingdom has no end. With your servants throughout time, men and women, young and old, from hundreds of cultures, unite us forever in your reign of peace and joy. Lord, in your mercy, hear the hopes and prayers of our hearts on this holy night, O God, and magnify the joy at the birth of your light among us, Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him. With without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. But he himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. And he was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did what did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. May the word that Mary brought to birth carry you into new and abundant life.
Amen. Amen.
May the word that Joseph cradled in his arms enfold you with love and strength.
Amen. Amen.
And may the word that angels proclaimed in song bring harmony to our world.
Amen. Amen.
And the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Go in peace. Christ is with you.
Thanks be to God.